And today I want to continue sharing with you about hearing the voice of God and knowing the will of God. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you so much for today. We thank you for the word of God. The Bible says your word is a lamp unto our feet and it is a light unto our path. I pray that you will cause your word to bring enlightenment today. We pray for understanding of the word of God. We pray you will open our eyes to receive the things of the Spirit. We pray that we will understand the teaching and the word of God as you want us to hear it today. And let your will be done in this service. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Bon. So, right. We have been sharing in this past month, we've been talking about the will of God and knowing the will of God, what God wants for your life. Hallelujah. Now, that is critical, that is important, because many of us make shipwreck of our lives because we either do not hear what God is saying, or even if we are hearing it, we don't care what he's saying because we don't understand its importance and its relevance to the life that we are living now. Hallelujah. Amen. Yesterday, I was watching the funeral of Whitney Houston. How many of you saw the funeral yesterday? Wow, okay. So yesterday I was watching the funeral and then I heard the pastor, Pastor Marvin Winans. Did you hear the preaching? Did you watch up to that point? Right. And I heard the pastor make a certain illustration which I thought was brilliant. Hallelujah. He explained that the Word of God is the manual for life, isn't it? And to be able to get the best out of anything, you need to pay attention to the manual. Is it not the case? That's right. That many of us do not perform at our highest. You see, we don't perform at our best and our maximum because we do not pay attention to the manual, the only manual that comes for life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The manual provided by the Creator to be used for guiding and running our lives. Many of us do not pay attention to that manual at all. And so our lives are operating not at optimum capacity, and we are not performing as well as God intends for us to perform. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And many of us are only performing well in certain areas, but in other areas also we are seriously flunking, or there are other areas that we have not touched yet. And because we have not touched it, we have not experienced the failure in that area. But if we were to touch it, we would realize that we don't have a clue what to do with that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Recently, I sat in a friend's car. The car, the front of the car was like a cockpit. You know, so many different buttons and so many different lights, so many different things. And so I asked him, so do you know what each of these things does? Because there are so many buttons in your car, so many things, you know. And he said he did, you know. But I had to take some days. I was with him for 2 days, and I got many rides in the car in the two-day period. But I realized that each time I learned a different thing. You know, I saw a button by the seat, and I went to touch it. Before I knew it, the seat, the part on which I was, the part that had my bottom, you see, no, it was actually sliding off. The seat was sitting in one place. The whole structure was in one place. But the part that you sit on, you know, was actually moving forward. I said, hey, what is going on in the sky? You know, so that is how the life is. Every human being is a feature-loaded person. God has loaded us with many features, many abilities, different capabilities. But to be able to perform at your best and to make the most of your life, you need to hear the word of a creator. Can I have an amen? And the Bible actually describes the word of God as the light of man. Do you understand? It is the light that a human being uses. Amen. Amen. The word of God is the light that a human being uses. Psalm 119 and verse 105. Just look at it very quickly. And Psalm 119 and verse 105. It says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Have you seen that?
Yes.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and what? A light unto my path. Hallelujah. Are you following what I'm showing you today?
Yes.
Okay. So, thy word. Can you see? Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and what? A light unto my path. Isn't it? Ha, huh. Is that a French one?
Yes.
Ta parole est une lampe à mes pieds et une lumière sur mon sentier. Très bien? Oui. I tell you, this is becoming a French church in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you understand? The scripture is saying, so if you don't have the word, it means you don't have a lamp. Do you understand? It means you don't have a lamp, and if you don't have a word, it means you don't have light. Hallelujah. What happens to people who walk in darkness? First of all, when there's darkness, you can't see clearly. Do you understand? So you may be walking, you see, the absence of light does not prevent you from walking. Do you understand? But it prevents you from... Monsieur. Okay. What are you doing, right? Oui. Presse adéquat. Venez, venez à cette toi, monsieur. Uh-huh. Oui. Très bien. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, what I'm saying is that, look, I am not saying this. The Bible says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Notice that the person is saying, thy word and my feet. So the lamp or the word and the feet don't belong to the same person. Is it not the case, Gertrude? Yeah? So he says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet. So your feet need lamp. Your feet need light. Hallelujah. It means your steps need to be illuminated. This world is a very dark world. And we need to navigate it with the word of God. Can I have an amen? So when you don't have the word of God, you do not have light for your path. You do not have a lamp for your feet. You do not. It means you are walking in darkness. And I'm saying that when you are walking in darkness, two things happen to you. One of them is that you do not see your way clearly. Hallelujah. You do not see opportunities when they come. Because you're walking in darkness. Are you getting what I'm saying? And number two, when you're walking in darkness, you tend to stumble. Isn't it? That means you make a lot of mistakes. And when you walk in darkness and you stumble, sometimes some of the stumbling causes a lot of pain. Hallelujah. And some of the pain leaves you scarred for life. You see, I have a little scar here. I have a little, can you see? I have a little something here. Can you see it? Can everyone see it? Tu vois? le ska. Okay. Now, I'll tell you what happened to me. One day, I was sitting in my house. It was in the night. And I had fallen asleep in the couch, and the television had been on, and, you know. So I got up in the middle of the night and turned off the television and turned off the light and tried to make my way to my room. You see. Then I took some steps. I didn't realize that I was walking straight into the dining table, which had a sharp corner. It was one of those tables made with glass. So it had a sharp corner somewhere there. And I didn't know that. And I was walking. Now listen, what I'm saying to you is that the absence of light does not prevent you from walking. Do you understand? But what it does is that it makes your walk dangerous. Do you see? So I would have been better off, even though I had the ability to walk, to stay in that place because of the absence of light. So not having light alone sometimes is good enough reason not to take certain steps. Are you following what I'm saying? So you see, not having light, for example, will not prevent you, let's say, from entering a relationship. But the absence of light can cause you to experience a lot of pain in that relationship because you don't have the light. I tell you, as I walked to the place, I just ran into, I think I tripped over something first. That's right. The edge of the carpet. In those days, we had, you know, when you buy, you see, cheap carpet, you see, the edge, it rolls after a while. One of the ways to know whether your carpet is a good one, you see the edge, it rolls after, but when the carpet is a good one, it stays in the place. So I tripped over the edge of the carpet, and then I was beginning to fall, and I didn't even know how close I was to the table. And that's where I fell over, and then my head just went for the corner of the table, you see. And even when it happened, I wasn't even sure how injured I was until I began to feel some warm something coming off on, you know. So then I turned on the light, you know, and saw that my whole face, you know. You see, so I went to call my wife, and she, you know, can you imagine, she was asleep. And when she woke up, she saw a man with blood. It was not easy for her. Are you getting what I'm saying? Now, look at me. I lived in New York then. So this was maybe the year 2000. This is 2012. 12 years later, you can look at me and you see the scar of my walk in darkness. Can you see what I'm saying? I'm trying to help you to understand that it is dangerous to walk without light, because you can be hurt and scarred for life. Yeah. Are you hearing what I'm sharing with you today? If you forget anything I'm talking about today, just remember this. And the Bible is saying that the light that God has provided for human beings whom he created, he said, is his word, thy word, say thy word. Thy word means not your word. Some of you have more faith in what you have to say than what God has to say. But notice that it's not your word that is a lamp unto your feet. Otherwise, it would say, my word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. That means you are your own God. You make your own decisions and do your own thing and please yourself, and that's fine. But unfortunately, you didn't make light. You did not create even the paths of life. And God says his word is the lamp unto your feet, and his word is a light unto your path. That is why every human being needs a church. Every human being needs a pastor who preaches to them the word of God regularly. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Because how often do you need light? You need light regularly, isn't it? You need light regularly. You need, as often as there is darkness, there is a need for light. So there's nothing like, you know, we have light today and then light tomorrow. You see, recently when I traveled, we were in a place and then we were having a meeting, then suddenly the light went off. And when lights go off, the spontaneous, uncontrolled response by everybody is, oh! You know, the light just goes off and everybody goes, oh! You know, there's no one who sits there and accepts it as normal. You know, well, I was expecting it to go off. There's no, it always takes people by surprise. Hallelujah. So today, I want you to understand, number one, that God's word has been given to us as a light. Hallelujah. He says, a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Hallelujah. It is only when you have light that you know where to go. Amen. If only when you have light that you know where to go. That you know which area. If I asked you, go and clean the kitchen. And you enter the kitchen without light. How will you know even where to clean and how to clean? Even though you have good intentions. Are you following what I'm saying? You have good intention, but you just can't see even where there is work for you to do. So you can come from upstairs and go all the way down to the kitchen, but you can't do anything. Do you understand? And if you were to do anything in the darkness, when you turn on the light, you realize it's as good as not doing anything, and perhaps you've made it worse. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Amen. Today I'm trying to preach to you a very simple message, but please try to understand, okay, that you can ruin your life and sometimes make an already complicated life worse. Do you understand? You can make an already complicated circumstance much worse by attempting to fix it without light. Hallelujah. Amen. Attempting to clean up without light is going to make you knock the glass even over. Do you understand? Someone has smeared chocolate on the countertop and you want to wipe it. You may not realize that you are actually spreading it to new areas. And it is only because you do not have light. Hallelujah. Even what you may take to use to clean, you may turn on the light and realize it was actually your white shirt and not the napkin that you thought it was. Hallelujah. Amen. And you're going to get so mad and say, who brought my shirt down here? Who brought my shirt down here? But the problem is not who brought your shirt down there. The problem is that you are tempted to even fix something without a light. Hallelujah. Amen. Some of you are trying to fix your lives, but without light. Some are trying to fix relationships, but without light. And I'm telling you, it's dangerous because you're going to make it worse. Amen. Amen. Your life as it is complicated already. It's complex enough. You can't figure it out. You can't make the head and tail of it. You can't really separate the separate components of your life. Don't make it much worse by trying to live it without light. Hallelujah. But God has appointed light for us. Hallelujah. See, in the book of the Psalms, Psalm 133 and verse 17, there's another verse you should see. 133 and verse 17. He says, I have appointed light for mine anointed. I have ordained a lamp for my anointed. Can you see that? Yeah. Pastor Munene, where is it? Okay. I have ordained a lamp for my anointed. You know? Is it coming? Or are you now going to buy the Bible? Okay. 132, verse 17. Okay. 132 and verse 17. He says, there I will make the horn of David to bud. Okay? Then he says, I have ordained a lamp for mine anointed. Can you see that? He says, I have ordained a lamp for mine anointed. That means my chosen one. I have ordained a lamp for my chosen one. So God has ordained, we are the chosen people of God. Hallelujah. He bought us by His blood. He redeemed us by His blood. And so we make up the chosen people of God. And He says that, I have ordained a lamp for them. Where is this one from? Au commencement. Dieu. You see, he's taking the verse away. All right. No, I won't even try this one. La je le verrai. La puissance de David, j'ai préparé une lampe à mon point. Hallelujah. Yeah. So he prepared une lampe. What? À mon point. Point to your neighbor and say, "Oint." Hallelujah. So you are the oint that he's talking about. Amen. And he said he has prepared a lamp for you. Because God knows it. God knows that this is a dark world. Hallelujah. How many of you in your short life have seen or experienced some of the darkness of life? How many have received surprises in life? Raise up your hand, let me see. Yeah. How many of you have walked a path before you or took a decision or tried to do something and you were surprised at the things you saw in the decision you made? Raise up your right hand, let me see. Yes. Yeah. You see, the other day I was going somewhere and I was very surprised that a road that looked to me, I went to this place and I went to wash my car. When I left the place, I had the option of going back the way I normally go. But I saw a road to the right. And the road, I could see the end of it. It turned left. So I put two and two together. I said, if I go this way, I'll make a right. This road is giving me right here. And I make a left. So I think that this road, right and left, is the same as right. Or going left and right. You see the thing. So the two roads will meet. Yeah. So I quickly, you know, in my presumptuousness, just sat in my car. And I moved the car and I turned right. Everybody standing at the car wash was just watching me. You see, and from my rear view mirror, I could tell that they seemed surprised. It's like they knew something I didn't know. You know. So, well, I got to the junction, then I turned left. You know. And I was trying to fix my music and just getting ready. You know how it feels when you wash a car? It feels like you just bought it. You get some newness and freshness. So I was just beginning to relax, to enjoy, before I realized I was driving to somebody's driveway. It was actually a dead end road. It led nowhere. It just led up to somebody's garage. So I entered the driveway like that and then I backed up, made a U-turn, and then as I was passing the car wash, they were all smiling. We could have told you this. Yeah, we could have told. If you had just checked with us, we could have told you that this road is a dead end. And many of you have taken dead end roads thinking that it led somewhere. Have you not done that before? Have you not taken a decision before where you thought this will take me ahead? And 2 years after, 3 years after, you find yourself back where you started. And sometimes even further, you wish that you hadn't taken that journey at all. The Bible says that is because of the absence of what? Light. Hallelujah. It is the absence of light. So that is why God has ordained for us a lamp. He says, I have appointed a lamp for my anointed. Now there's another verse I'd like you to see before I close today. John chapter 8 and verse 12. Jean chapter 8. Huh? Jean chapter 8, verse 30. No, 12. 12. Okay. Jean chapter 8, verse 12. Okay. Now, it says, Jesus spake again to them, saying, listen,
Why don't we all just read it together? Read the English. You just read it. I know you can't read the French, so you just leave the French for me. I have to teach you that one. But just go with me to the English. That I know you know. He said, Jesus spake unto them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have what? The light of life. Please, my dear friends, do not take the words of Jesus for granted. Hallelujah. He's saying that I am the light of the world. It means the world is in darkness without me. Do you get it? Look, these things here are the light of this room. This is not the light of this room, although it's in the room. This is not the light of this room, although it's in the room. So if you are in this room without this, but you have this, you still don't have light. Are you getting what I'm saying? This is not light. This is light. And without this, we are in darkness. Can someone turn the lights off so we can see exactly what we are talking about? Turn the light off. Then draw the curtains. Yeah. Now, you see, it says, I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. When you say this thing is the light of this room, it means put this thing out and your world begins to look like this. Are you following what I'm saying? Do you realize that if your world is even this dark, well, this light, I don't know if this one can go off, but it's okay. Even if your world is this dark, do you realize you can be sitting near money and not even find it? Do you realize that you can meet a great person? You can meet you'll be sitting next to a man and you think it's a woman. What a shock. Yeah, you see somebody and you choose. You say, this is my husband. And you take him home and you realize you brought a monster home. Because the light is going to go on and you're going to say, what a shock. It's because you did not have light. Do you understand? Or even in the case where you have sometimes some small light. You see, you have sometimes small light. But insufficient light sometimes is as good as having no light. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yeah. He says, I am the light of the world. Then he says, he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. Of course, because that is what, that is the whole thing about even the concept of a light in front of a car or a light on a bicycle. You see, you're putting the light in front of a moving thing. And because the light is in front, that's why they put the lights on your car in the front. And they don't put them on top of the car to shine into the sky. Do you understand? Because the thing that is moving this way. So the light needs to be in front of it so that the thing can follow the light that it's seeing. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So that Jesus said that he is the light of the world, and he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. So the condition for not walking in darkness in this world is following Jesus. Because if we all were in darkness and I had the torchlight, you better follow me, because that's the only way you have some light. So when you have a torchlight, you shine it in front of you. You don't shine it behind you. Do you understand? Can you imagine if I had a torchlight? Does somebody have light on their iPhone or something? Let me just borrow this. Let's see if this was the torchlight that I have. If I want to benefit from this light, I need it in front of me to shine so I can see. Imagine if I put the light behind me. Do you understand? And I start to walk in my places, which is what many of them. Christ is behind us. Do you understand? He's not important to us. He's the last person in our lives. He's somewhere behind us. And we're trying to walk. The light is behind us. And we are making our way through the darkness. Of course you will experience and have some really painful experiences. Because you are walking in darkness. And the light you have is actually shining behind you. But he said it. He said, he that followeth me. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but he shall have the light of life. If there is such a thing as the light of life, then there must be also the darkness of life. Because you need to say light of life to distinguish it from something. Hello? Can you understand my message? He says, mere. He said, mere means but. Il aura la lumière de la vie. Means the person will have the light of life. That's not easy to know. It's the last sentence, I think. So that's how I knew it. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah. You see, so mond means what? World, right? Yeah. So he says, Jesus le parla de nouveau. What does that mean? Jesus said again to them. Ad means what? He said, Je suis, that means I am, la lumière du monde. He says, Je suis la lumière du monde. Celui qui me suit ne what? Marchera. Pardon, le what? Teneb. What does that mean? Darkness means teneb. What a shock. Ask your neighbor, 2A teneb? Hallelujah! You will not walk in darkness, but you will have la lumière de la vie. We all need lumière de la vie. Mademoiselle, prend la lumière, please. Oui. It's working. I spoke some language you didn't understand it, but I got light. Hallelujah. What a difference. I mean, look at it. What a difference it makes in this room. Just to turn on the light. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you what a difference it will make in your life if you will turn on the light. If you will turn on the light. If you will turn on the light, your life will become as bright as it. When your life is bright, the paths are clear. You know, the path where there is an obstacle, you can just see it, you know. And sometimes people think, if I walk from here to the back and I don't stumble, people feel I'm lucky. But it's not because I'm lucky. There's not, it's not luck. It's just that I can see. There's light. Even when I apply a little common sense applied to the light that I have, makes my choices very clear, makes my decisions very simple. I don't have to hear from some angel or some prophet, mysterious prophet, doesn't have to throw something in my face or something to tell me that I shouldn't turn left because there's a chair there. I can just see the chair. Because I have some light. Do you understand? I don't have to go and drink some special concoction somewhere. Somebody told me they went to see someone somewhere. The prophet has to bath. And then the person has to bath. And then he collects the bath water from his skin, his body. And then they have to drink it to have some kind of... Of course you drink it. Turn off the light and bring me a cup of water. And let's see. You see, when there is no light, you drink anything that is given you. Because you can't see it. Yeah, bring me something. Friendly. Something. Yeah. You see, when there is darkness, actually bring me some of the coffee. Bring me some of the coffee. Bring the coffee. Okay. Bring me some of the coffee. Just a little bit. I want to show you something. Let's see if you can tell. Do you have any Coke in the afternoon in the room today? There is some Coke. Pepsi. Please, you also bring me a little Pepsi in a cup and bring the two to me. You see. Okay. Mademoiselle A, how do you say gentleman?
Monsieur.
Madame et Monsieur. Bon. I have, j'ai un café et Coke. Pepsi, soda. You see, Monsieur. Les ténèbres, the darkness, it makes it difficult to tell these two apart. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yeah, but these two are not the same. Do you see? Yeah, they taste it, but you experience it only after you've tasted it. I'm trying to save you the bitter taste. One of them is very sweet, the other one is very bitter. Do you understand? And I'm trying to save you the bitter taste. Because you know what? Sometimes after you've tasted something really bitter, you don't want to have anything to do with dark things anymore. Do you understand? But some dark things are very sweet. Do you understand? Can you turn on the light? You see, right now in my hand here, look at it. It's very easy to tell, isn't it? Which one is the coffee? This one. Which one is the coffee? This one. Easy. So you want to have a sweet experience, which one are you going to choose? Yeah. Why don't you choose this and taste it first? How long is your life that you are going to use half of it to taste bitter things and spit them out, and right after that somebody will come and offer you another cup, you know, with something dark in it. And you're going to tell the person, you know what? I don't do dark things anymore. No. I don't do dark things anymore. And yet, this time, it is dark, but it's sweet. This is actually what you've been looking for. This is what you've been waiting for. And it has come near you, and you are also skipping it because of your darkness. Do you understand? And because of your past experiences, some of us have met some good people in our lives, good men, good women, but we are walking right past them because of some bad experiences we had in the dark. Do you understand? We had some bad experiences in the dark, and they have made us conclude, you know, everything that wears trousers, you should watch it. Yeah. Yeah, especially if it comes up to the belly, don't touch that one. Do you get it? But not everyone who wears his pants up his belly is a bad person, like me. Hallelujah. Are you understanding what I'm sharing with you today? So God has not left you without light. He made the world, and he knows how dark it is. And he knows what it takes to navigate through this world. He knows what it takes to go through this world successfully. And he says that you need my word, my word. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Anybody who doesn't follow Jesus Christ, don't follow him. Do you understand? Because he's definitely in darkness. Do you understand? Positively, he is in darkness. You know, and there are many of us who go through life and we're really just guessing. Do you see? Because perhaps if I walk from here to the back with some guesses, I may be able to get to the back. But why do you want to live your life guessing? Do you understand? Like Jesus said, you take the cup and then you have to taste it. So is this what all the others were drinking? Because you saw people drinking dark things and they seemed to be happy. So you also went for one. When you put it in your mouth. So is this the same thing they are drinking? Then you start to explain it off with luck. Maybe yours, well, you were lucky, yours. But that's not it. They made a more informed choice because they had a bit more light. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So you see another person, he's drinking this one. Très bon. Can't wait for the end of the service. Very good. And you drink some more. It's nice. Although it's dark. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So I want to encourage all of you today to receive the light. Amen. And not only to receive it, he said you have to follow the light, isn't it? He that what? Followeth me. Not he that stands next to me. Not he that is carrying the light. You have to follow him. You have to be a real follower of Christ. Do you understand? And do what followers of Christ do. Like going to church. Amen. Like praying. Like reading your Bible. Do you understand? Then you are a follower of the light. And the light, Jesus Christ himself, is the word. Hallelujah. The word of God. The other name for the word of God is Jesus Christ himself. Hallelujah. As you follow the word, you are following Christ. Are you hearing what I'm saying? As you're following the word, you see, let me just show you that very quickly. John chapter 1 and verse 1, and we'll close. John chapter 1 and verse 1. John chapter 1, et verse 1. Okay. She says, so we just take it like that. Okay. Now, O commencement, etat, la parole. Parole. Et la parole était avec Dieu. That means the word la parole et la parole était avec Dieu. So the word avec Dieu. Et la parole était Dieu. Voilà, voilà. Voilà, voilà. La parole. You see, la parole existed à commencement, in the beginning. Isn't it? Et la parole était avec Dieu. It was with God. But now, la parole était Dieu himself. Isn't it? Now the parole has become the Dieu. Is it not the case? Yeah. So every time you are holding la parole, you are holding la Dieu. Isn't it? Yeah. No parole means no Dieu. How many understand my little French? Yeah. You see, yeah. If you don't have the parole, you don't have the Dieu. Amen. So, la parole était avec Dieu, et la parole était Dieu. Hallelujah. The word was with God, and the word was God. So, every interaction with the word is an interaction with God. Hallelujah. And if you, that is how God is going to guide us. That is how we get the light, by interacting with the word he has given us. Stand to your feet and let's pray this afternoon. Amen. Next week, I'm going to continue and I'm going to share some more things with you. Next week, I'm going to share with you some particular voices that we need to be careful of so that we are not led into darkness. Can I have an amen? Amen. So tell your neighbor, ask your neighbor, are you coming next week to hear the continuation of this message? Okay, now say it in French in case your neighbor in case your neighbor cannot speak the English. Derek, is your neighbor speaking English? Fortunately. Okay. Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads, everybody, and let's pray. Let's pray this afternoon. As we pray this afternoon, maybe you're here today and you're saying, Pastor, pray with me. I want to receive the light. You see, you need to have the light first before you can follow it. If I give you a torchlight, you need to collect it from me. It needs to be with you before you can actually use it for your benefit. Before you can use it to direct your life. So maybe you're here and you want to receive this Jesus as your Lord and your Savior. I want to give you that opportunity this afternoon. Just raise up your hand if you're here and say, Pastor, pray with me. While every eye is closed, just say, pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus today. Just raise up your right hand and I'll pray for you. Is there anybody here like that today? I want to give my life to Jesus. Okay, well, I see one hand. Who else wants to give your life to Jesus? Is there anybody else you want to say, Pastor, pray with me because I realize I need this light. I really need this light. I can't do without it. And I need this light. Just raise up your right hand and I'll pray with you. Okay, all right. Why don't we all just say this prayer together? Say, Lord Jesus, I realize today that you are the light of life. That if I follow you, I shall not walk in darkness, but I will have the light of life. I need light in my life. I need light in my relationships. I need light in looking after myself. I need light in my finances. I need light in how to walk healthy. So Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive my sins. Remove anything in my life that blocks out the light, that shuts out the light and prevents it from shining and prevents me from seeing. I want to see my way clear, Lord. I want to see my way clear, Lord. And I know I need to follow you to be able to have some light. So help me, Jesus, to follow you. To follow you more closely. To be a more serious Christian. To live for you. To turn away from sin and the things that distract me, bad friends, unfruitful socializing, and other things that take me away from you. Help me, Lord, to follow you closely so I can have your light. Thank you, Jesus, for hearing my prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah.